my pipe of my whiskey, I wouldn't be here now. Veggie diet and bloody muesli dripping down my front. But a pork or a slab of beef wouldn't go amiss, I can tell you.
Haltet ihn im Bett. Er ist nicht fit in diesem Zustand aufzustehen und herumzulaufen. Die Infusionen unseres Bergelixiers waren offensichtlich erfolgreich. Jedoch nach 3 zuerst erfolglosen Versuchen muss er jetzt rasten. Und er tue genau das, was wir ihm sagen, oder?
I need to finish my bloody book, you imbeciles. Only 2 chapters and I'm done. Give me all the green tea and lentils you want. And bring me my whiskey with no quinine in it.
Ranting and raving again, is he? He's a nice enough chap in his own way.
Just flies on the handle from time to time, which is usually every 5 minutes. Gets particularly shifty when he can't find his manuscripts and pen. Oh yeah, desperate to finish these memoirs or whatever they are. The silly old bugger.
Well, anyway, about it, isn't he? Keeping tabs on the, what's his name, Gabby. And he's never been quite right since.
His family sent him here for quiet recovery. We do the finest work in Switzerland, but the Kur has. Of course, the Kur cannot always be guaranteed, especially as we don't have the funds that we need in these difficult years. The Kurhaus becomes the poor house.
I should get him out into the sunshine. Let him breathe some of our reinvigorating alpine air.
What's to become of old Teddy then? He needs to drink his cod liver oil, full of vitamin D. Because 3 are like a touch of salt.
sponge of rat-catting Constantine. Mops them all up and wipes them clean. It's all okay, it's all official. The Christ child that went here to be seen. Saturn's solstice, ill time must be. Blended mystic innocence. Beaten Milan and host the party. If St. Percent has tried the fence. What is this world? Last confession, my unafraid.
edge of floating harbour. Salty spray, mere miles beyond the town where engineers gave timely birth to ships and launched them down the winding Avon, out onto the Irish Sea. You too might hold the hopes of men, resigned at home with book and pen.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Thanks very much indeed. Good evening. Nice to see you. Hello! Well, a little snippet there from the new album, Homo Erreticus. About as new as you can get. We cross the divide now to enter that mysterious, dark, and cozy blue blanket world of ancient history when Jethro Tull first began. Actually, prehistory, because this one goes back before Jethro Tull started, back to the 17th century, when I was just about so high. This was written by J.S. Bach, based on a courtly French dance called The Beret, and recorded on the stand-up album in 1969.
Thank you. Jerry, when did the feelings of rejection first begin? When you were a little boy? 9, was it? 10? Parents difficult, were they? Parents often are. Good, good. But you really did mind, didn't you, Gerald? Tell me how it all began. Tell all, too. Good, good.
Really don't mind if it slips my my words, but a whisper, you there if it's patient. I may make you feel, but I can't make you think. Yes, burns in the guts, hurt your laughs in a sink. So you might just tell her to feels, and you make all your animals. And your wise men don't know how he feels to be thick as a brick. And the sand cast for the tears are also in the way. Retreat, it's a close and plain. And the last wave of progress that you've handled away. But in you, she's more than he feels. And your son's better stronger than he feels. And your wise men don't know. As a brick. Woo! And the love that I feel is so far away. I'm a bad dream that I turn thank you.
light illuminates the mercenary's greed. The whole fire burning, the devil almost falling, but the master of the house is far away. The forest king is standing, the warm breath is cloudy, and the shaman crossed the morning of the
I'm a soldier, let's go.
Anna Phoebe, my favourite violin player. I'm doing fine, but this is a bad time to call. We're in the middle of a concert. Tell you what though, get online, call me back on Skype in 2 minutes with your fiddle.
All right, then, give me 2 minutes.
Come on. Tipping as a...
my sake, because I am a sprightly 67-year-old with a bladder of steel. But more for some of you people who are twitching nervously, wanting to go for a whittly wee in the lavy loo. So now is your chance. Be back in 15 minutes. We'll be off stage for the best of the rest of Jethro Tull.
Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed. We're you there to help me from the Benefit album in 1970. Before that, a piece from 1969, released as a single in England called Living in the Past. Something a little more up-to-date, a little more recent now. This is one that comes from the last few months of 1969. It's one that has, actually, really a cute video on the beginning. It's one of the reasons I like it, is because of the video. The observant amongst you may notice that the wardrobe mistress, the costume lady, forgot to tell Quasimodo to take off his fucking Rolex watch before the video shoot. Cream there from 1969. Now, being a warm-hearted, welcoming, funcular old gent, I thought what would be nicer than to invite young Ryan O'Donnell over here to pick a song from the early Jethro Tull catalogue, something he would most like to sing. And bugger me stiff with a red-hot poker, but he came out with a
teacher.
Teach! Oh! Oh!
Yes, teacher.
Well, I say, what did you promise to do the crazed hippie dance in the middle? Oh, come on. We'll give it a whirl, what teacher it is.
Coming early, we keep coming.
1973. That was a weird year. The year in which, single-handedly it seems, looking back on it, I managed to bring crashing to its knees that genre of music known as prog rock. Because the critics of that time decided to round on me as one, declaring that I had taken a step too far with the album of that year, a passion play. But after all these years, I have only one thing to say to those critics. They were pretty much spot on, really. But this bit I really do like, and is on the subject of critical acclaim or abuse, is called Critique Oblique from a Passion Play.
Thank you.
From the album, generally thought to be Jethro Tull's folk rock album, on the grounds that the lyrics were well endowed with references to England's green and pleasant land and all things that grow. So, this is the song called Songs from the Wood. It could be Songs from the Black Forest. Just thinking of flattering young Florian here, something Germanic. Songs from the Black Forest. It doesn't sound terribly well, but I'll give it a go. Back in the dressing room, Mark, please.
Let me bring you songs from the woods, poppies and roses that fail with summer rain. Let me bring you all.
9 miles and 2 strands on a barbed wire. Labour the farm of pointless life. Curse shouted down there on a valley floor. Down by where the sweet stream of mine. Now pay my care, become a teacher.
That's not what I'm chasing. I was a rich man before yesterday.
Now I'm caught in the snake and a pickup truck.
That was impressive.
Absolutely.
Expensive eBay nightshirt on bass guitar from Bristol in England, David Goodyear. On drums, Wing and a Prayer from Bristol in England, Scott Hammond.
Go on the stage. Go on the stage. Go on the stage.
Take the elevator right to the 23rd floor with Hammond organ, piano and accordion. From Liverpool, via Bristol in England, it's John O'Hara. Hailing from Rosenheim, Bavaria, in the foothills of the Alps, a man with the slippery fingers, Dr. Florian Buchbinder Opali. Yorkshire in England, actor, singer, and costume case rummager, Ryan O'Donnell. From Dunfermline, Edinburgh, Blackpool, and London, Colonel Ernest T. Parrott, otherwise known as Ian Anderson.
One more!
That's right.